Well, there is a little corner of the lending industry that is getting bigger and drawing more scrutiny. Car title lending, where lenders offer easy money in exchange for your vehicle's title, often at a high price to borrowers. Michael Pope from Here and Now contributor WAMU has the story.
One night, about this time last year, a television commercial inspired a Christmas dream that became a nightmare for a woman we'll call Mary Lou.
Need cash for the holidays? Can't wait on Santa. Then come to Title Max now. We're spreading holiday cheer with cold hard cash. With Title Max.
That commercial hooked Mary Lou big time. Like the dozen or so people we spoke to about their experience taking title loans, she didn't want her full name to be used because she's embarrassed about taking a loan she now calls predatory.
I've seen this so many times, but suddenly that captured my attention. So I said, oh, let's try that. Let's see what happens.
So Mary Lou went to a Title Max near her home in Fairfax, Virginia, and handed over the title to her 2004 Honda Odyssey. She wanted about $2,500 to bring her husband home from the Philippines for the holidays, but she ended up signing a contract for $35,000 without realizing that the interest rate was more than 130%.
I did not see that when I signed. I mean, and I was thinking about that. Why didn't I see that? Did I not want to see that intentionally and just close my eyes to it? Or, you know, you just go to the numbers and I don't know. It's almost like, why didn't I see that? It's outrageous.
Mary Lou's story is a good example of the latest trend in car title lending. The industry is now offering loans that are not car title loans at all, but consumer finance loans that use the title of your car as collateral. And it's a growing trend. In Virginia, for example, money loaned by car title lenders through consumer finance loans already represents about a quarter of the industry.
In states like Missouri and Virginia and California, for the larger loans, there are no caps on the interest rates.
That's Diane Standard at the Center for Responsible Lending.
So they get the benefit of both the high rates and not complying with even the minimal restrictions that exist in other parts of the law.
So how can businesses like Title Max do this? By offering two different types of loans. If the loan you need is less than $2,500, Title Max will give you a car title loan with interest capped at 264% and limited to 1 year in duration. But if you need more than $2,500, Title Max will give you a consumer finance loan with no limits on the interest rates or the duration of the loan.
Well, they're advertising car title loans. Their name is Title Max.
That's Mary Lou's attorney, Aaron Witte, who filed a lawsuit against Title Max.
And it's our opinion that they're evading the regulations that are in there to protect consumers who think that they're getting a car title loan when they then walk out with a consumer finance loan that has an unlimited interest rate.
Mary Lou's lawsuit was forced into arbitration because of a clause in her contract. So she's left to wait and wonder.
I tell myself I'll charge it to experience and I will never do it again. But I said, how many are there that are like me? And I just want to see that there's fairness.
Critics say that the business model used by companies like Title Max is designed to be unfair from the start.
To me, the proper term is loan sharking.
That's Jay Spear at the Virginia Poverty Law Center.
People, when you say the word loan sharking, they think of the guy who breaks your kneecaps. But really what loan sharking refers to is someone who gives you money, calls it a loan, but doesn't do any kind of analysis of whether you have the ability to repay. They make the loan based upon their ability to collect on the loan and their ability to keep you in the loan as long as possible, paying a very high interest rate.
Through a spokesman, Title Max declined to comment for this story. Meanwhile, the newly created Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is considering new rules that would apply to car title lenders across the country. One version of the draft would require all lenders to prove borrowers have the ability to pay the loan back before any money is handed out. Supporters say that could end the era of no job, no credit, no problem. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Pope.